Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me, my esteemed co-host Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
And a pleasure to see you, Jonathan.
You know why we're esteemed today?
Why are we esteemed
we
today?
Are esteemed
why are we
today?
More esteemed than usual?
I tell you, because we got to taste some pretty special wine this week.
Ah, yes.
Which I have to say is probably a little out of either of our price ranges, except for very special purchases. And we're talking about an opportunity to taste some Brunellos. Let us begin with a 2004 Brunello di Montalcino, is its full name. Donna Olga. This was called a modern Brunello because it was aged in barriques. And this was a $75 bottle of wine. All I wrote was, special.
I wrote silky texture, tobacco, and leather. Mm. Okay now. And that okay now really does mean something specific because Brunellos can age for quite a long time. And it's general principle to let them age for about a dozen years before mm-hmm. you drink them.
Our next wine was also a Brunello, and it was from the Val di Cava estate. It was 2003. We tasted a half bottle. If you want the full bottle, it's $150. We don't have a price on the half bottle, but probably a little bit more than half
Correct.
Of the $150. This had a beautiful nose and extraordinary tannins. It was soft. This has been only released in 2008, and it's a 2003 wine. You could even hold this for many years and be very happy with it. You can drink it now and be happy with it.
Yeah, it was beefier, plummier. It had spice box. I love the label for this wine, too. It's an avenging angel with a sword. I don't know if that's Michael or Gabriel or neither, but it's a very striking label as well. You'll notice it if you browse in this section.
Browsing is about all I can do in that
season.
But I really felt privileged to be able to taste this. Our final wine was a 2000 Brunello, and it was entitled Canalicchio di Sopra. This is a wine that spent 36 months in its barrique, happily at home, then a couple of years in the bottle on the shelf waiting for you to buy it in 2005, and now it is 2010. And so this wine has matured beautifully. Leather, spice, tobacco, prunes, a very rich and weighty wine. Only $80 a bottle.
The flavor just and the texture just coated my mouth in a good way. Just very, very luscious and an intense wine.
Excellent. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.